Allez, Shannon! Allez, encore! Défense!
Football and French, a winning combination for secondary schools in Hampshire. 11 of them have been taking part in a two-day tournament organised by the University of Southampton to motivate pupils to get involved in languages through studying French players and clubs and learning the words for goal, attacker and the like.
Allez, ma bastard! Allez!
University language students Chris, Hannah and Chris were on hand to keep order.
They're keeping it polite, they're keeping it polite. No, they've been really good, really good. Good bunch of kids.
Obviously languages are something that need to be used. It's better to use them outside doing something every day rather than sitting in a classroom.
There's been a few people that didn't really want to get involved at first, but then if you're enthusiastic enough, they join in and have a really good time.
Well, I'm hoping we could do one maybe next year in Spanish as well.
On the pitch, Mountbatten, Hardley and Brookfield schools in Hampshire, along with Willink in Reading.
Allez, Willink!
Nous sommes l'équipe qui veut gagner. Regardez, c'est Willink.
What did the young footballers think?
I've been playing football and I've been playing in goal, been playing out on the field, been playing everything. And I speak the most in French.
Yes, it's good because people learn better from practical stuff. So
we've done very well actually. My school's won two of our games and we're playing our final game soon. And we found the French all right because our teacher printed off a sheet for us and we've been trying to learn all those words. It was all the positions, like Gardier is goalkeeper and attaque is attacker. Yeah, and we also learn words like shoot, which is manqueur, and missed, which is raté. Yeah, I think it's really good because it's not like any other football tournament where you just play football. It's actually got a bit more of a purpose about it.
The university's Dr. Ian McCall came up with the idea of the football-themed lessons and the tournament.
There are many, many pupils that don't want to take French as an option after year nine, and we were looking for interesting ways to engage them with languages, so we created this year eight project in the hope that many of them would become very enthusiastic about French and choose to do it in year nine. It was also a project that was created to target boys specifically, because Roots into Languages, which is the funder of this project, has been set up to encourage more students to study languages in higher education, especially students from underrepresented groups. And if you look at languages departments in many universities, the majority of students are girls rather than boys.
Six schools took part in a pilot scheme in 2009. Ian's team surveyed the 20 teachers who took part and all said their pupils enjoyed their new themed sessions.
It certainly is a universal language, there's no doubt about that. And languages and sport as areas of joint engagement is becoming increasingly important.
One, two, three. Allez!